Jason. Moving on to action item, we've already done number 18. We did that first. Action item number 19, discussion and possible action on determination of interruptible water available for 2012. Brian Brunette.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So far today, I think the term interruptible water has come up a couple of different times. So before we get into this, I want to make sure everybody's on the right page with what we're talking about with regard to this item. When I briefed you on the drought earlier this morning, we were talking about interruptible water that was made available in 2011, this calendar year, and how much of that water had been sold and used to date. Then in the system operations permit discussion, interruptible water was mentioned in the context of what we had applied for with that permit application. What we're talking about now is interruptible water, not as a part of the systems operations permit, but as interruptible water that we make available on an annual basis out of our existing reservoir system. And so we're going to be looking at what we're looking to make available in 2012 with this action item here. So a little bit of background on what interruptible water currently is, or how we sell interruptible water. It's essentially water that was unused in the reservoirs last year, and it's also water that's available in the sediment pool of the reservoirs that exist today. There's water in that storage space, but over time it's going to fill with sediment. And so we don't contract for that water on a long-term basis because we know that it's not going to be there. So those are the two major elements of what comprises the interruptible water that we sell today. We began selling interruptible water in 2008. We offer the contracts from anywhere from one-year terms to five-year terms. We determine the availability every October and bring to the board for adoption for the following calendar year. We've got a defined calculation methodology on how we calculate interruptible water. And again, it consists of those two components that I mentioned just a moment ago, but we also apply a 75% safety factor when we do the calculation to account for any uncertainties in the number, and also just to make sure that we don't overcommit ourselves and aren't able to supply our long-term commitments to our long-term customers. We've got a defined contracting process within our interruptible water sale procedure that stipulates how the water will be sold. And most importantly, with regard to that procedure, that multi-year contracts that extend for more than 1 year get priority on what water is made available. So in other words, if you enter a contract for two or more years and the board sets an availability rate for the second or third year, then you get priority on that water that's made available before it's made available to others who don't have a contract or who only purchased a contract for 1 year. The water is interruptible in nature, and so we've got in our contracts and in our procedure that we can curtail diversions under those contracts anytime that any reservoir in the system reaches a stage three drought level. And as I mentioned earlier, we're currently there with Lake Somerville, and the system as a whole will be approaching that level late next summer if the drought continues. Next slide. This is just a history that shows the sale of interruptible water over the last 11 years or so. I mentioned that we did start selling this in 2008. Prior to that, we sold what were called one-year water contracts and also what was called short-term contracts. And so in 2008, we went to the interruptible contract form and consolidated those two previous contract forms. You can see that in most years, we have quite a bit that's made available and very little that's purchased. And in 2011, last year, again, all of it was purchased by April, and all of it has been used as of today, with the exception of the water that was returned that I mentioned to you in the drought briefing. Next slide. This kind of gives you a little bit of the breakdown on the sale of water this year for 2011. The water that we made available last October, 117,161 acre feet. About 80,000 of that was sold to the Gulf Coast Water Authority. About 26,000 was sold to Dow. And then about 12,000 acre feet spread over about 48 other contract holders. So Dow and Gulf Coast purchased about 90% of what was made available. Next slide. The Dow and Gulf Coast contracts were purchased just through the end of this calendar year. So they were only for 1 year. The other contracts for the remaining water, we have about 48 of those that actually extend beyond the end of December 31 of this year. And those 48 contracts total about 8,477 acre feet, and they're mostly for small irrigation farming operations and also for some mining operations. And you can see the expiration dates by the volumes that I've got listed there at the bottom. About 4,000 acre feet will expire this time or in December next year, 3,400 in 2013, and so forth. Next slide. Due to the severity of the drought that I mentioned earlier, you know, we talked about Lake Somerville. We talked about inflows being at all-time record lows, so we're currently in a drought that's worse than anything that we've ever seen. We don't know if that's going to continue for the next 2 years or the next year or the next month. So right now we just don't know. And so based on the statistics and the information that you see up here has kind of shaped the recommendation that we're going to bring to you, which is on the next slide. Go ahead, please. What we're recommending is that you authorize the sale of 8,477 acre-feet of interruptible water in 2012, and that water would enable us to continue to honor the contracts that extend beyond the end of this year. Fortunately, those contracts are in locations where the water is physically available. Most of that water is in the Possum Kingdom area, and we know there's ample water supply there. The issue there is getting the water downstream, but a lot of those contract holders divert the water directly from the lake. We would recommend that we don't issue any new interruptible contracts in 2012 unless the drought conditions improve, and in that case, we would come back to the board at some point later this year or next year if we do get some rainfall and the lakes rise and come back closer to their normal levels, in which case we could come back to you and look at authorization later in the year or next year. This is just the math that we do real quickly. We divide the basin up by segment, and again, you can see in the middle column there, that's the actual calculations that we go through when we run through our procedure. You can see about 59,000 or almost 60,000 acre feet shows to be available in the PK Granberry Whitney portion of the system. And again, the issue with that water is the ability to get it out of the dam right now. So that's the problem with making more of that available right now. When you look at the total down at the bottom, 85,813, if we were to get rainfall later in the year, next year, those are the numbers that we would be looking at when we come back asking or seeking your advice on whether to authorize additional sales. The recommendations are over here in the right-hand column. You can see the total at the bottom, the 8,477. About 1,500 of that, I guess, is in the Little River portion of the system, and the other 7,000 or so is in the main stem up in the Possum Kingdom, Granberry, Whitney area. That's all I've got. I've got a resolution, but I'll be happy to answer any questions if y'all have any.
Would you tell me where Gulf Coast Water Supply gets their water when they're not in interruptible water from BRA?
Yes, sir. That's a good question. Both Gulf Coast and Dow and NRG, those are the authority's three largest customers that are located down toward the coast. They all have their own water rights, and their water rights are pretty large. So in most years, their water rights are sufficient to supply themselves where they don't need any supplemental water from BRA. For instance, in 2010, I don't think we released a drop of water for any of those three customers, whereas this year, we've been releasing water for them since April, nonstop, with the exception of 2 weeks where we had a little bit of rain. So,
does Gulf Coast supply other municipalities?
Yes, sir. They're a large supplier. They supply the city of Galveston, a lot of Galveston County, Texas City, and that area down there. But they also supply a lot of the industry down there along the coast as well. And Dow does as well. Dow supplies industry, but they also supply drinking water to seven communities, I believe, down in the lower part of the basin in the Freeport area.
Which really means that we really need to get to Allen's Creek because they're overcommitted Gulf Coast. And for the people who live down there, we need to get to water.
Can you go ahead and read the resolution, please?
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to make 8,477 acre-feet of interruptible water available in calendar year 2012 for existing interruptible water availability agreements with terms that extend beyond December 31, 2011. Be it further resolved that due to the exceptional drought conditions and the Stage 3 drought warning declaration for Lake Somerville, no new interruptible water availability agreements will be authorized at this time for calendar year 2012.
Further reading the resolution, is there a motion to adopt? Motion by Barr, second by Ball. Would you go ahead and poll the board, please?
Presiding Officer DeCluitt?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bortland?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Brad.